Now, without further ado, let's make our way to our newsmaker line. It's time for Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball. Drew, what's up?
What's up, Mark? Sorry I'm a little late this morning.
No, that's all right. That's all right. You know, we are impacting your morning commute, and we understand a lot of things can happen in the morning on your way to work.
I really just had a slight technological difficulty this morning, so, you know, it was really that more than anything. You got to turn your Bluetooth back on and turn your ringer back up, so either it rings in your vehicle or it actually rings out loud and doesn't just buzz.
Okay.
That was all my fault, so sorry about that, but hey, let's have some fun.
No, that's all right. It's quite all right. You know, I hate it when mine just doesn't click over to my Bluetooth. Sometimes it's just finicky, doesn't want to do it, and then while I'm trying to drive with one hand, I'm trying to get the controls right on my phone. It's a complete disaster sometimes. It happens.
It can be.
Yeah.
It definitely can be.
Yep. Hey, fun time last week as we got to go check out our boys play in enemy territory. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, I still would like to see more out of them, obviously, but that backdoor cover right at the end, it cost me a couple cold ones. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't look great, that's for sure. They didn't look great.
I think you and I were a little... You know, we're happy with the win, but we wanted a little more firepower on it. So Michigan wins 31-20. The spread was 14.5. All three of us, you, me, the 8-Ball, we all picked U of M. U of M doesn't cover. Nobody gets the pick. And you had a double bet on that one, which hurt you. That last one at the end, like you said, hurt you. So, man.
It did. I mean, like I said, both teams are pretty underwhelming. I mean, I would just say that... you know, State's just a little bit worse than Michigan, but they're both pretty bad.
Well, it should be hopefully it's a better offensive output for the Wolverines this weekend. But you ready to do our picks?
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's get right to it. Let's jump ahead to, MSU's going to be first because they've got the 3:30 kick time. It's the Spartans at the Golden Gophers. MSU is 3-5 on the season, 0-5 in Big Ten play. Minnesota, 5-3 in the season. They're 3-2 in Big Ten play. And the spread on this one is 3.5 in favor of the Golden Gophers. Matchup predictor, 61.7% in favor of Minnesota. Boy, 3.5 at home against a really bad Spartan team. Oh, Minnesota's not great. But we've seen MSU up close, and they're not great either. So I'm definitely going to pick Minnesota on this one.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, if it were maybe if they were in East Lansing, I probably would have went the other way. But in Minnesota, I see them rowing that boat, baby.
All right. Okay. I love it. All right. Magic 8-Ball. Minnesota going to win with the 3.5?
Definitely no.
No! Wow. All right. So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Spartans are coming to play.
I know, right? All right, I got to make the notes so I don't forget. And then the 8-Ball going with Minnesota. Wow, I'm finding that one shocking. Shocking developments this morning. 7 o'clock game. So we've got a late one on Saturday as the Wolverines, who are 6-2 on the season, 4-1 in Big Ten play, they are hosting 2-6 Purdue Boilermakers, 0-5 in Big Ten play. And the spread on this one is 21.5 in favor of the Wolverines, 93.8% matchup predictor in favor of the Wolverines. Drew, I have a feeling I know which way you're going to go on this one.
Do you? Which way do you think I'm going?
I think you're going to pick the Wolverines.
I am.
That's what I thought.
I keep thinking one of these days that offense is just going to blow up. It's just going to happen, and we're going to have, you know, he's going to throw for 300 yards or run for another, you know, 80 yards or something like that. You know, it's going to be that explosion, that potent offense we've been waiting to see. I just think it's got to happen one of these games.
It'll happen Saturday night. They're home. They're in the big house. It's on the Big Ten Network. It's on right here on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Under the lights, cold, crisp temperatures. It's going to happen. Wolverine's going to pull this one out, so I'm going with Mason Blue Chew. All right.
What a prime time event to have, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's fireworks. Fireworks at the big house. Yeah. The only thing bigger could be Morgan Wallen at the big house. All right, Magic 8-Ball. Magic 8-Ball. Magic 8-Ball. Will Michigan win this contest by 21.5 on Saturday.
Yes.
See? Right at it. No hesitation. Wow. Gets right to it. All right.
Oh, he balls like a baller, Michigan team so far.
Now the Lions hosting Minnesota. I'm loving this matchup. I don't want J.J. McCarthy to win, but I want to see him play in that Vikings uniform. Lions hosting the Vikings on Sunday, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Lions are 8.5-point favorites. I'm sorry, Lions are 9.5-point favorites on this one. They're 5-2 on the season, 3-0 at home. Minnesota 3-4, 2-2. J.J. McCarthy, I think this is what? 5-6 weeks since he's played, so he's back at it.
Yeah,
something like
right.
that. So he's back at it now. So, going with the Lions on this one. Going with the Lions on this one. I think the inexperience of J.J. McCarthy. Basically, he's still a rookie. I'm going with the Lions on this one for sure.
I'd say that's a pretty good bet, Mark.
All right, there it is.
Minnesota's pretty bad. Let's be honest. They are not a good team. I mean, they got some decent receivers, obviously, but J.J. definitely not. He's a long way from being ready if he ever will be ready. I really don't know, but you know, I'm looking forward to the matchup finally. We've been waiting for this for a couple of years, so it'll be fun either way. But they're not a good team.
I'm just hoping the Lions can figure out a way to get Jameson Williams more involved. You know, I do have him on my fantasy team, and I feel like I've been underserved.
Yeah. Well, we paid a lot to throw to him about 3 times a game.
I don't get it.
If you're going to sign him, you better be using him, and they don't use him.
There's been a couple games he's had 0 targets. So, all right.
You probably pay attention more to the whole fantasy thing than I do. I just go by the eye test.
Yeah. Magic 8 ball. Are the Lions going to win this one by 9.5?
Definitely, yes.
All right. Wow.
Yeah,
we're across the board.
I think he's in the same boat I am. Anything's possible. Lions would have to play a terrible, terrible game to get beat by Minnesota.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't think that's going to happen. They're what one game? They're still a game away. Even though they had a bye, they're still a game away from a loss. They had a loss and they won last time, and it usually takes them about 3 or 4 games to kind of to come off of that. That high, you know, they lose and then they just go on a tear. So they're still in that going on a tear mode. So,
yeah, there's not much there. I said the defense has gone down in Minnesota as well. Last year they were better. I mean, I bet they wish they had Sam Darnold back.
Yeah. Well, he's other people points over in Seattle. All right, man.
There you go.
Hey, I got to roll. We got to finish up the sports update. But, hey, thanks for contributing. And it's going to be a big, big, big football weekend, Drew.
It is, man. All right. Shout out to my team tonight, too.
Oh, that's right. Hanover Horse. You're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I've got the tickets ready. She has a red and white blanket. We're ready.
We got the broadcast game over at Michigan Center, but we anticipate that we're going to be covering Hanover Horton later on during the postseason. I feel like they're going to be going deep. So.
I hope so. It'd be nice to get one of those wins, those big postseason wins.
Little revenge over Union City coming up this evening. Yeah.
That would be great. I'd love to see it.
All
right, buddy. You have a good one, man.
We'll see you. Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8 Ball here on AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.